This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy 420 day for those of you who partake. If you don't know what that is, then you obviously aren't into marijuana. You're not into growing, CBD, all the other stuff. But if you do know what it is, then you might be into it. I'm not. I just know that 420, 420, it's code for I like to take some drugs. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, the drug-free radio show. Except for keptosterone. The drug that is me, Kevin Jackson. And don't say you don't take the drug, because there are many of you who listen every day. Oh, by the way, I got to give a shout out to my number one fan, Andy. Now I'm going to let the two Andys battle it out as to who they think that is. Now let me give a shout out to these boys. Andy sent me a note from Dallas. Dallas, Andy. And he said he has the same discussion about the dishwasher and taking a dish out of the sink and just washing it by hand and using it to cook as I had with Melissa. So he and Liz have the same discussion. And, of course, Dr. Andy, who's out there saving lives, he knows how I feel about him and his lovely wife. So I don't need to say more about that. Oh, one other quick point. I want to say this. This has to do with a note that I got from a friend who talked to me about religion. And this was a deep discussion that we were having, and I'm going to get back on track here in a second about dope, okay? But we were having this discussion about religion because I said, oh, I got some friends that are Mormons, I got friends that are Scientologists, I have friends that are all different types of religions. And one of my friends sent me a note and says, hey, be careful about this, that, and the other. And I'm like, look, I don't need to be careful about religion. I grew up Baptist. I grew up in the God-fearing home, not a God a loving God home. In other words, God says, you should fear God, but you should fear your inobedience, if you will. Because God is embracing you, even though you are undeserving. He embraces you. So I grew up in a God-fearing home. And when I became non-denominational, just because I got tired of three-hour Baptist churches and them always begging for money, and I went non-denom, and I haven't looked back, and I love the church that the various churches that I've gone to is which are of the same system. And you're there for an hour, you learn scripture, you learn good lessons, and you leave. And it's modern because they say join these various groups. So I'm joining all these different groups. Anyway, one of my friends writes me and says, hey, be careful with religion and all this. I don't need to be careful with religion. I'm a non-denominational. That's not changing. But here's what I learned, because I had friends that said, Kevin, your Mormon friends are really weird. And I go, okay, it may be a strange religion, but here's what I'll tell you. Look at the success of that religion. How many Mormons do you hear about committing crimes? How many Mormons do you think there are in prison? Say what you want about them. Freaky religion, believe in the salamander, whatever. I don't know much about it. I just know it's different. But I can look at these people. I interact with them every day. I had a kid come up when we first moved, and he was Mormon, and he helped move. He was the most diligent, hardworking, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am kid. I would compare that kid to anybody's kid. I'm not telling you he's not a bad, he doesn't do teenage stuff, but great kid. They go out, they do their sabbaticals, and as I said, look at the proof. How many of them are in prison? They run great companies. They are diligent. My oldest son got accused of being a Mormon because the guy goes, because you're so straight-laced, you're so squared away. What a compliment. Now, I don't espouse to the religion per se, but I get it. And whether you're, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. We can talk about Scientology. We can talk about all of them. I know I watch Rhea's thing. What's her face? Rhea on it. And it raises flags. Oh, McTavish did this and Tom Cruise is a weirdo and John Travolta. I get it. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't see him in prison. And I'll tell you something else. If it is a cult, And people can or can, I don't know if they can get in, get out. I really don't. But here's what I'll tell you. The people I know that are in it, they seem to be okay. And I don't see them committing crimes. I don't see them doing things that you go, ooh, you know, boy, watch out for them. Now, people will tell you, don't go be a part of it because it's this or that. Okay, fine. That, you know, it's up to everybody. I get it. I really do. I'm not trying to be flippant. And the guy that told me this, we're friends. He's a donor. He's a friend. And I understand his warning to me. But don't worry, man. Nothing's changing me. But I will not take a look at people objectively. Not based on TV shows, not based on innuendo. And part of the reason is I've watched this government do the same thing. Oh, they trap you in, they'll do this, you'll be in a compound for this many years or whatever. No, I won't. I will. Let me tell you this. This black man will never be a slave. I won't be silenced. I won't be put in anything that you can't get out of because, I mean, I'll die before that happens. So all I'm saying is this. We've got to learn how to understand that what may not be for me or when that may not be for you may be okay for somebody else. There are people that love to be givers. They love it. They want to bake. They want to do. They can't say no when somebody asks them. And that's the same personality for people that are very submissive. They just go, I don't want to be the dominant one in a relationship. There are people that are like that. I'm not going to call them wrong. We may look at it and go, man, you just do everything for your husband or you do everything for your wife. Well, if that's what you like, man, you know what? Do it. It's not for me to tell you. But what I will tell you is this. If you need dope to cope, then you got a problem. And we have a lot of ways to cope these days, folks. There's alcohol. Lots of alcohol, more than in the past. Many different types of beers, wines, liquors, etc. What about drugs? Back in the day, we had marijuana was your gateway drug. Then you had coke. A little bit of meth. I didn't hear much about meth. Some Quaalude. And, of course, heroin was the big gun. And now we've got X, we've got Molly, we've got Oxy, we've got fentanyl, and there's probably stuff that I don't even know about because I'm not intermixed in the whole drug culture thing. And here's what's interesting. We have lots of ways to communicate. We have lots of things, coping mechanisms that are out there. Why would you even need liquor or drugs? And the reason is, leftism doesn't want you to cope. Leftism wants you to be needy, to be, you know, jonesing for something all the time. Short break, folks. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Network. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
DeSantis is finally starting to get a little bit of a negative press, negative attention. I think they were talking about him building a prison next to Disney or something weird like that. And look, I don't know where prisons need to go, but really? Next to Disney? I mean, that's pretty... I get the symbolism. He's saying, look, it's a bunch of evil people, devils. Why don't we just put a prison there and let them go right there? I get it, but certain things you got to do that speak to the optics of the office. And that's a fatal flaw. He has had two flaws recently. One had to do with what he said we should do in Ukraine. I can't remember the specifics around it. I'd have to think too hard, and I don't have it at the top of my head. And then this other one has been this prison by Disney. And these two flubs, one of them, which is, of course, international policy, foreign policy, you can't be a guy who's over a state and you screw up on foreign policy, because that's where he's the weakest, is on foreign policy. Donald Trump is not weak on foreign policy. He's very strong on it, in fact. And he's very strong on domestic policy if you take away COVID. So going back to DeSantis, are they de-emphasizing him because they think he's a better candidate, and some people want Trump to win the nomination because they think he can't win? Because that's a strategy they tried in 2016. I talked about it before. But here's what I will say, because I think people are certainly beginning to think of things this way. If I ask you, if the media and other leftists are trying to persuade you that Trump can't win, what are they really saying? Because you know, leftists, it's exactly opposite. If they tell you Trump can't win, they know he can win easily. He can't win. He's got no chance, which means he's got the best chance. And if here's the bigger question, if you really believe that Trump is the guy that can't win, why are you trying to stop him? Leads me to this. So Trump gets indicted by Alvin Bragg. Stupid way to go. We talked about it earlier. Trump as Samson. But he went to appear before the New York Attorney General, a lady named Letitia James, and Trump testified for 7 hours. Now, his staff goes, oh, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Leave it alone. Because you could get in trouble. They'll set traps for you or whatever. They said he was grilled. This was last Thursday. He said he was grilled for nearly 7 hours during his deposition in a $250 million civil suit brought against him by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump was not only willing, but also eager to testify during the meeting with James's lawyers, who questioned him about his company's business practices. His attorney, Alina Haba, said as the Republican headed into the Attorney General Manhattan's office, he said he wants to testify. Now, this is a far cry from what was happening at the time earlier, because Trump had said, no, I'm going to take the Fifth. Now, I personally hate when people take the Fifth, because even though it isn't incriminating you per se, it's a perception. I think you should be, if you're telling the truth, state the truth. And I know attorneys go, well, Kevin, you know, they would say to me, I know there are people listening now, Kevin, that's just stupid. You know, you don't do it. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. He was eager. She said, he remains resolute in his stance that he has nothing to conceal, and he looks forward to educating the Attorney General about the immense success of his multi-billion dollar company. I can't blame him. I want you to just understand, folks, these are people who, for the most part, are they haven't done anything with their lives. So they have to go after people like Trump. Alvin Bragg, you look at Alvin Bragg. I've read off his litany. He's worth a lot of money. But let me tell you how he got it. He got it through favoritism, nepotism, all kinds of stuff. He didn't have to earn it. Trump earned every dime. And I think he's saying, bring it. Oh, you overvalue this. Okay, I tell you what. Let's look at every person in New York. Let's look at their buildings. Let's look at the value of those buildings in comparison to mine. I mean, I think he is so ready for this. Says James claimed that Trump and three of his children lied to the banks about his net worth and overvalued his assets, including hotels and golf courses, by billions. And I talked about it before, where I said, that's all subjective. It's all subjective. The real estate is a lie until the day of the transaction. You don't know what you're going to get. I'll use me as an example. A few years ago, I would have sold a house that I sold, that I bought for $230. I would have sold it for $270. And I would have been happy to get out of the deal. I sold it two years later for $505,000. Real estate's what you can get at the time you can get it. The market shot up. We'd done rehab on it. I mean, I put in $100,000, so it wasn't like I got it scot-free. But the point is, I would have been happy to get rid of that house at the time. It's what it is at the time. You can only speculate. Cities come in all the time. It's always debated. Taxpayers go, why are you basing my tax rate on this much house? I can't sell my house and get this much right now. Not to mention, you just pulled it out of your between your buttocks. You don't know what my house is worth. You won't know what it's worth until somebody makes an offer, and I accept. Trump said this on Truth Social. The civil case is ridiculous, just like all the other election interference cases being brought against me. If I had a fair judge, a case would have never happened. MAGA. And he's right. So I keep coming back to this because I want people to understand that if he's such a non-player, why are you going after him to such a degree? Why? I talked about this case the other day, just yesterday. These guys are going after Trump on some obscure 14th Amendment thing that says if you cause an insurrection, then you can't run for president. You can't run for office. January 6th, an insurrection akin to the Civil War, they say. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, they go on to say this. A lawyer for Trump said he described in detail his extraordinary business successes. I would have loved to have been there. And I don't know what Trump did, but I would have looked at every high-profile New Yorker, especially Democrats, and I would say, you bring a case against me, you better bring a case against them. I don't know what he did. I don't know how Trump handled it. But that's what I would have done. Says the transactions at the center of the case were wildly profitable for the banks and for the Trump entities. When the facts of this success and not politically engineered sound bites are out in the open, everyone will scoff at the notion that any fraud took place. If you don't want to get rid of Trump, you're sure working hard, lefties, and you're only emboldening the man.
Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Marines may be heading to Sudan in Central Africa to help evacuate Americans. The evacuation of diplomats and expats may be necessary because of another civil war-like situation in Sudan. Complicating matters, the airport in the capital has been damaged and planes can't get in. The White House is blasting the House Republican budget plan, which ties spending cuts to raising the debt ceiling. The administration says that won't happen, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy needs to produce a clean debt ceiling bill. A short flight for the world's largest rocket as the SpaceX prototype blew up just 4 minutes after liftoff from its pad in South Texas this morning. Three people confirmed dead, and searchers around McLean County, Oklahoma, fear they'll find more after last night's massive tornado. The Oakland A's confirmed the team is buying land near the Las Vegas Strip to move the team there, 35,000-seat ballpark. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Food and Drug Administration has amended its recommendations on the COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday. The FDA now says a single dose of the bivalent vaccine specific to the BA4 and BA5 strains of the Omicron variant is enough for most individuals. Going forward, the FDA announced all coronavirus vaccines administered to those 6 months and older would be the bivalent dose. The original form of the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna are no longer authorized for use in the U.S., the agency said. Individuals who haven't gotten a bivalent shot yet or haven't gotten vaccinated at all are still eligible for a dose. Amongst those who've already received the bivalent dose, only people over the age of 65 are eligible for another. That has to come at least 4 months after.
Where are all the vax Nazis? The mask-wearing vax Nazis who were telling people that they were super spreaders. Get the shot. How dare you? You're putting our lives at risk. We are trying to protect ourselves. Ah, they screamed at us. Would tell you, put your mask up. Put your mask up. What do we know? What do we know now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? 844-551-8255. You want to know what we know? We know that everything Fauci told us, all these so-called experts, it was nothing but a pack of lies. And now, quietly, what do? We are going to no longer give that shot that we required people to get, that we tried to force 100% of this country to get, that we tried to force the majority of the world to get, that we know is causing all kinds of problems, because if it weren't, why would we ban it? This guy writes this. Remember the days when the CDC and the FDA were demanding that healthy Americans get every single new dose of COVID vaccine or be banned from society? Well, now it seems those agencies are quietly admitting they were wrong the entire time. The FDA has secretly removed the authorization for the original COVID vax, which is what the majority of vaccinated Americans have. When you see those stats, 60% of vaccinated, 70% vaccinated, 80% vaccinated, whatever it is, and also, it won't be effective until we have 70%, until we have 80% of the people vaccinated, until we have 90%, technically until we have 100% of the people vaccinated. And now, what do they tell you? If you did it, we don't want to tell you anything, but listen, here's what we're going to tell you so we don't alarm you. Nobody else is going to have to get that shot. Forcing you to lock down over a disease. Are you concerned now about COVID? Let me ask you, are you concerned? You got an ineffective vaccine. Are you concerned about getting COVID? You've had it. You've had COVID. Are you concerned about getting it again? Where is all the fear over all the new variants that come up? Isn't that what we're supposed to be fearful of? Huh? Isn't that what? Well, Kevin, the boogeyman's around the corner. You go anywhere. Yeah, let me tell you, I rarely see somebody wearing a mask now. I don't care if they do. You got the flu. You got some bug. You don't want other people to get it. I get it. Spittle is coming out. It's all over my microphone right now. I get that. But remember when we were forced to put on those frickin' mouth diapers and these Nazis walked around going, get your mask up, get your mask up, thinking that they had dominion over you because they had the moral high ground. I wish I could slap every single one of them in the face. Yep, I mean it. I'm not talking metaphorically. Or punch them in the mouth. These are the people that had vitriol, the nerve to call us, oh, look at you, you super spreaders, look at you. You don't want to protect people. You don't want to do that. All they were is a bunch of lemmings out there doing whatever the government said. And thank God, many of you listened to me on this program and you took me seriously and you said, you know what? That dude seems to know what he's talking about. That guy seems to have a really good dose of, I don't know what, je ne sais quoi. I don't know what it is. It's called common sense. I don't trust this government with anything. They do nothing but spread misinformation, and they guise it under the idea, well, she's a doctor. I don't care about your doctor. I know what common sense is, and I know when I'm being sold something, and thank God I got the kind of brain, the Lord gave me a brain that said, Kevin, think about it. Take a step. Pump the brake. Just a second, bro. Think about it. And I warned people, and I had people, oh, Kevin, you're a spreader of misinformation, and you better, screw you. All of you. You don't have the guts to come back on this program and say, you know, it's funny. They sent me the note, Kevin, you need to be careful because I've got a study that says this, and the expert said this, and I would write them back and say, I don't give a crap about your experts and your studies or whatever. You know what I'm a study of? Humans. Human nature. History, what's happened in the past, how God designed the human body so eloquently, so beautifully designed, nothing better. Not a computer can compete against us. They can go map the DNA code, come up with supercomputers, robots, etc. And I'm going to tell you, the human body designed by the good Lord, there is nothing better. Nothing better. You're super, think about it, you design a supercomputer. Who designed it? Who is the father of the supercomputer? Who is the father of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum whatever? Who's the father of it all? Who's the father of the machines that can dig deeper, look deeper? Oh, but Kevin, if we make machines sentient, they'll get even smarter and smarter. They will never be smarter than the brain that God put inside of a man's head or woman's head. Not being misogynistic, ladies. While they say this raises questions about whether or not it should have authorized in the first place, these shots should have been authorized in the first place due to safety and efficacy concerns, there's a larger issue at play. The boosters. The FDA is now recommending only one bivalent booster shot, contradicting their prior claims that healthy adults need to frequently receive booster shots or else. So let me just break this down for you. They now have figured out that everything they told you before was wrong. They've had a little more time to study it. Science did what it should have done, which is delay anybody taking these shots until they were safe. And now they say, we have one that it's a little safer. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I don't want to get all Rodney Dangerfield on you here, okay? But I ain't taking that shot. I don't care, bivalent, trivalent, quadrivalent. I don't care what you can put, whatever the valents are, I'm not taking that shot. And I'm certainly not taking a shot for something that's got less than 1% chance of killing me. You notice they made a caveat. Well, if you're over 65, then you should probably, yeah, if you're over 65, there's a lot of stuff you should do. Like stop trying to jump off of 4-foot walls. Like the other day I had to jump down from something. And I'm looking down. It was about 4 feet. And I literally, it was probably a little higher than that. Yeah, it was probably 5 feet. And I was looking down. When I was a kid, I would have jumped down. Wouldn't even have given it a second of thought. I was looking down at that thing like, it looked like a canyon. It was insane. But I was afraid to jump down. There's a lot of stuff you don't do when you're over 65. I'm not over 65, by the way. But let's go back to this. Let's delve into this just a little bit. The change, right? The FDA completely flipping on a prior policy which was responsible for these VAERS reports that they completely dismissed, right? Myocarditis, what was the other one? Pericarditis, GBS, all the side effects longer than the elephant's pecker. And these people, they made us look like fools. Oh, the VAERS report, acting as if we're crazy, right? And we're seeing it. I've saw video after video of the bad stuff that was going on. We had coroners that were pulling stuff out of people's veins, and not just coroners, but even the people that were doing, funeral directors, funeral home directors were showing stuff, and you could see the pictures, and it looked like octopus tentacles coming out of people's veins, and they're going, "We've never seen anything like this." They talked about the number of people ages like 25 to 50 who were dying, and the number of people who were having heart attacks, the number of people who were having all kinds of adverse effects. And then they just make this, "Oh, well, listen, just letting you guys know, we are going to change position on..." Really? mRNA injections... They proved this over and over. We talked about this on this show and many others. There were people that had degrees. I mean, they were the most respected in their fields. Doctors from Harvard, from Stanford, from Yale, from all these Ivy schools. And you know what they did? They tried to make those people out to be kooks. And then some of them even, you know, like I said, people were contacting me, "Kevin, you shouldn't be spreading this misinformation. You don't know enough about it. You're not an expert. You're not a doctor." And I went, "Yeah, I'm smarter than that. I got something even better. I can look at what's going on. It's called patterns. I don't know if you know this. The human mind is great for pattern recognition. There's nothing better." And I knew the patterns. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We were told we're going to get some shocking allegations about the Bidens this week, and they've begun. And what's interesting is that we use the word shocking. I'm not shocked. The title of this article involves the Bidens potentially being involved in prostitution. What? Hunter videotaped himself with prostitutes. Are you kidding? We're shocked by this? I'd be shocked if they weren't involved in prostitution and human trafficking and sex trafficking and drugs and a host of other things. That would be shocking. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This article reads, there's so much to investigate involving the Biden family. That's according to a member of Congress who has now made the stunning suggestion that some of the political family's income was from prostitution rings. No wonder Hunter was able to get them at a discount, I guess. Representative Nancy Mace, South Carolina, she said, just left the Treasury to review over 100 suspicious activity reports on the Biden family. And I can tell you, there are more Bidens involved than we knew previously. And every time you look under a stone, there's so much more you have to investigate because it's a wild number of family members involved. And the amount of money we're talking about in these suspicious activity reports is astronomical. And the accusations therein, the source of the funding, where the money's going, the shell companies, prostitution rings, etc. It's insanity to me that it's not been investigated in the way that it should be. Keep it out of the news, people. You know what it has? It has all the elements. Sex and money and power. According to the New York Post, dozens of suspicious activity reports were submitted to the government over the years from mostly banks suggesting there was something to investigate amid actions, quote, by members of the Biden family. New bombshells, they say, are predicted. I'm surprised. New bombshells predicted, huh? The reports had been suppressed, but now the GOP majority in the House Oversight Committee, Chairman James Comer, got access. Treasury agreed they could no longer be concealed. Folks, I want to ask you a quick question, those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Would we know this if the Democrats had stayed in power? You know the answer. 844-551-8255. This is among the many other things that we are talking about that we've been trying to bring to the attention of these leftists, the lying skanks they are on the other side. We've been talking to them about this, saying, what happens when you find out that the people that you voted for, the people that you have been protecting, are the biggest liars on the planet? They use America in order to enrich themselves. What are you going to do then? Show me how you're going to ignore it. How are you going to blame Trump for this? Because guess what? There's somebody out there trying to figure out how to blame Trump. There are people out there going, you maggots, all you maggots out there, you Donald Trump supporters, how dare you uncover the dirt that's on the Democrats? How dare you? They said analysts expect that the reports will detail a money trail connecting Biden and his family to business deals with those in Russia, Ukraine, China, and more. We've only been dealing with three countries. We got a fourth when they went to Ireland to try to iron out that mess. And as I mentioned before, Joe Biden wants to act as if. We'll do more on this for sure. Should have led with this story. He said, already reports have confirmed that at least three members of the Biden families benefited from $3 million of payments that came from China. The congressional work appear to be focusing on access peddling by members of the Biden family when Joe was VP, and now even as the fake installed puppet president. One member of Congress noted this. They, the Bidens, don't manufacture anything. They don't sell anything. They don't own any real estate. We don't know what the business is. My theory, it's influence peddling. And if so, that's wrong. I believe that was Senator Johnson. And of course, we found out recently, that six more members of the Biden clan may have benefited from the family's various business schemes. And that's what they are. They're schemes. So, I reflect back. I say to the Democrats, what are you going to do when, not if, you find out the Bidens are crooked? What are you going to do when, not if, you find out January 6th was a Democrat farce? What are you going to do when, not if, you find out that the election of 2020 was a cheat? What are you going to do when, not if, you find out that Act Blue was illegally funneling campaign money to the Democrats and using people to do it, using its own donors, people that donated $10 or $20, finding out they donated tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, all in a scheme to get Joe Biden his money and to get Democrats elected? What are you going to do then? Because those are the facts. Hey, FBI, in case you're listening, and I know you are, why aren't you investigating these real crimes? And why aren't you intervening on guys like Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and saying, stop with the nonsense. Let's just stop all the BS. Let's leave Trump alone. He's done nothing. And let's go after the real crooks, the people who are truly attacking our constitutional republic that leftists like to call a democracy. Comer said, currently there are 9 Biden family members involved. I didn't even know there were 9 Bidens. I didn't. Who are they? Is Ashley involved? Are they paying off Ashley to stop telling people that daddy used to take showers with her and she used to wait late at night so he would be asleep so she wouldn't have to be bothered with her daddy wanting to shower with her? Does she get a payoff? Who are the other Bidens? Here's what I'm wondering, because I haven't heard hide nor hair from Dr. Jill. What did Dr. Jill get? Because you know she's enough of an egomaniac to say, listen, I'm not going to just have my money commingled with Joe's. I want my own money, and I'd like you to put Dr. Jill on the envelope when you give me my money. Is she on there? Because I'd really like to know what she brings to the party. I don't know. Are there? I know there's a sister. He took her to Ireland. Did he hook up her kids? Who are we going to find? I want to know who these other 6 are. And I want to know what their credentials are. Because here's what the deal, folks. We live in a time where they don't have to be highly credentialized. The ringleader of the Biden fan was a crackhead. So if they say, oh, well, she's a prostitute. Okay, great. I see where you fit. Show us the other Bidens. Thousands of pages of financial records, they say, folks, that have so many tentacles. One LLC funding, another LLC going offshore to this LLC, etc. Why would you do that? I told you, I run multiple companies. It is so easy for you to go, okay, that went to Seeking Educational Excellence. That went to the Black Sphere. That went to the Flick Fest. That went with, and there's no shell game. You don't have to guess. And we file all of our paperwork as is. If you wanted to do a forensic audit, I welcome it. There is nothing that we're doing wrong. In fact, many people look at our companies and go, you could be doing so much more. You don't have to pay for this. You're not paying. Okay, well, we may not have to, but we do it. There is nothing that is not done by the letter of the law, and we could even do it better than the letter of the law. In other words, I could get away with some stuff, and we don't do it. But look at the Bidens. Look at the Democrats. They say the Biden family enterprise is centered on one thing, Joe Biden's political career and connections. It has generated an exorbitant amount of money for the Biden family. I'm so excited about this story. I'm so excited about it. We got more people coming in. And you know what's going to happen? Suddenly Marjorie Taylor Greene's not going to seem like a kook. Because now we got another member of Congress going, wait a minute, I've looked at it. I see it. What about when the press actually has to cover it? That's your signal right there, folks. When WAPO, The Hill, Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, when they publish the first article about these crooked Bidens and they start talking about the connecting dots in the bank accounts and the LLCs, that is the end of the Bidens.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.